in Parsha Shelach, Pasuk Lamed Ches, Va'asu Lohem Tzitzis. Va'asu has a kadma on top of the sin. The word Tzitzis, there seems to be various opinions. Others see that there is no yud after the second tzadi, which would indicate that is a choser, a chirik choser. However, Rav Shabtai Sofer quotes the Mizrahi and says that the second tzade should be pronounced with a yud after it. The lashon is shloshtam chaserim yud hashaniya al pi hamisoira. Ve'im kol zeh gam hachirik shetachas hatzadi hashaniya hu tenua gedayla ki ma'arichin boy mipnei neginas hatam shebetzade. So, according to the Mizrahi, which Reb Shabtai Sofer quotes, it should be pronounced mole tzitzis, even though there is no yud after the second tzadeh. In the same pasuk, v'nasenu al tzitzis hakonof. After the word hakonof is a tipcha. Tipcha is a mafsik. Most people I hear say hakonof, pasil techeles. They say the three words together. Hakonof, pasil techeles. The next pasuk, or isem oisoi. This is a munach revi'i. They go together. However, we know the halacha is if the first word ends with a mem and the second word has an aleph, we must make sure to pause slightly, very slightly, because it is a ta'am mishares. We must hear the mem distinctly and the aleph distinctly, and not to join the mem and the aleph. Ur isem oisoi. Veloi sasuru. The words veloi sasuru, this is a ta'am mafsik on sasuru, and veloi should have a kadma, and the word is sasuru because the aleph of the word veloi pulls out the dagesh kal from the saf. It is not veloi tasuru, but veloi sasuru. Also be careful with lama'an tiz kiru, to say the zayin clearly and not a sin or a samach. And in the last pasuk, mem aleph, asher, asher hoitzesi eschem, go together. On top of the shin, there is a kadma. And the pasuk ends, ani, which is separated. It is a tipcha, ani, Hashem Eloi Keichem.